Wednesday in the third week of Lent. The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decree which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your father, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decree as the Lord my God hath commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for that will you give evidence of your kingdom and intelligence to the nation who will hear of all these statutes and say, this great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that hath God so close to it as the Lord our God is to earth whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation hath statutes and decree that are observed at this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the thing which your own eye have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children. The Gospel from Matthew. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, nor the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of the commandments and teach it other to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obey and teach it the commandment will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Sharing the topic, God's law protects human life. Many people are irritated when they have to follow the law because it prevents them to do what they want. They consider the law as an obstacle because it limits human freedom. They forget that the law is promulgated to protect people. The law is likened as a fence to keep people safe. If they go over the fence, they must endure many bad results, even death. Today's reading rotates around the benefit of the law in human life. In the first reading, the author of the book of Deuteronomy ascertained that the law itself is God's wisdom because it comes from him. To help people, to have a good life, and to avoid all danger. In the Gospel, some of the Pharisees and the scribes thought that Jesus intended to abolish the law which God gave to the Israelites through Moses and the prophet. But Jesus clearly declared that he came to fulfill the law, not to destroy it. First reading, people need to learn and to keep God's law. First, the law is an valuable inheritance. The Israelites are proud of the law and have a reason to be proud of, because it comes from God. There is no one who can understand a product better than its inventor. God not only created people, but also all things that surround them. He knows what people think, want, and like to do. He also knows what is good or bad for people. In opposition, people don't know as such if they don't spend their time to learn from him. The reason that God gives the law for his people is to help them to achieve good and to avoid bad results. There is known who is more wiser to promulgate the law for people than God. This is the reason why Moses asked the Israelites in today's reading, "For what great nation is there that hath God so close to it as the law our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" Second, keeping the law guarantees good results for human life. The law is given for the people to observe, not to fame it to worship. Moses commanded people, "Now Israel, hear the statute and decree which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your father, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statute and decree as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Violating of the law or not observing it shall cause many terrible results, even death." The responsibility of leader and parent is to instruct people and children to know the law before they can observe it. Many times, leader, parent neglected duty. Moses reminded people of this duty. "However, take care and be alertly on your guard, not to forget the thing which your own eye have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." The Gospel. Jesus came to fulfill the law. First, many Jews thought that Jesus wanted to abolish the law. Most of Jesus' controversy with the Jews was centered around the law, such as impurity, keeping the Sabbath, fasting, prayer, and giving alms. Many leaders of people thought Jesus wanted to abolish the law and taught people to ignore it. However, in all cases, Jesus would like to correct their misunderstanding and wrong application of the law. First, there is a difference between divine, natural, and human law. We can't go in detail of the three laws, but would like to stress that the divine and natural law are immovable because they directly come from God. While human law can be changed with time and blessed. In Mark's Gospel, Jesus makes a differentiation between divine and human law. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die." Yet you say, if a person say to father or mother, "Anything support you might have had from me is korban," meaning dedicate to God. You allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition, that you have handed on, and you do many such things. Mark chapter 7, verse 10 to 13. Jesus wanted to say that people must keep the divine law if there is a conflict between human law. People can refuse to keep human law if it is against God's law. Second, there is difference between the spirit and the application of the law. Jesus reminded them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. For example, the Sabbath existed for the sake of human beings. Therefore, healing on the Sabbath is the right thing to do. The Pharisees and the scribes also did that for their animals if they fell into ditches on the Sabbath. Why did they prevent Jesus to heal the sick on that day? Third, to prove their misunderstanding about the law of impurity. Jesus compared the outside with inside impurity. Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile them, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus he declared all food clean. But what comes out of a person, that is what defiles. From within people, from their heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All the evil come from within, and they defile. Second, Jesus came to fulfill the law. To correct their wrong judgment about him, Jesus clearly declared, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. What did Jesus do to fulfill the law? Chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel contains Jesus' perfect teaching of the law. Some examples of this teaching are the purity of mind. You have heard that it was said that you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust had already committed adultery with her in his heart. The love of one enemy. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collector do the same? And if you treat your brother only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagan do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The perfection. If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. The unity. Jesus prayed for his disciples to have the unity between his Father and him. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection at one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you love me. Application in life. God's law is given for our benefit and perfection. We must love and keep it to benefit ourselves, of family and society. To do what God and Jesus command is the way of perfection, and to avoid all danger, there is none who can teach us a better way than them.